It's the Inramant Podcast. It's podcast number 268. And before we start today, I should probably say that this podcast may contain content that some people might find offensive or might not be suitable for children. This is Sister Munch and Diarrhea Body Glitter. On Crimecore Records from Johnson City in Tennessee. That's Sister Munch, and the track was Diarrhea Body Glitter. I did give you a warning before this podcast, right? That's from the EP Zen as Fuck, which you can get if you go to ratstinkrecords.bandcamp.com. It's actually a double release on cassette, the EPs Zen as Fuck and Dad, I Don't Care About Sports. You can also get them, they're both by the band Sister Munch. You can also get it if you go to sistermunch.bandcamp.com. You can download the digital version there, but the cassette one is at Rat Stink Records, despite the fact it's on Crimecore Records. The website is ratstinkrecords.bandcamp.com. I don't know. There's actually quite a lot of music in today's podcast. I've got something like 10 or 11 tracks. A lot of them are short. That one was 1 minute 34 seconds. It's not the shortest, it's the second shortest that I've got on the podcast tonight. I'm also shattered. I don't know how I'm going to get through 11 tracks. I don't think it's going to be, it's maybe going to be 40 minutes or so. So it's almost like what the podcast used to be like about 2 or 3 years ago, before I, you know, got lazy and only started doing half-hour podcasts. I think actually the half-hour podcast is a better length of a podcast. So today is basically an overlong podcast. So I'm not going to talk very much. Let's just make it mostly music. Last week I played a track from Fresh, from their new album, which is their debut album. It's also called Fresh. I can't remember which track I played, but I'm going to play Get Bent because it's fantastic. And it's also a track that I played off their demo, I don't know, like on the podcast about 2 years ago or something like that. And I also remember playing it on the festival, Edinburgh Festival Radio on Fresh Fringe. I haven't been asked to do that the last 2 years. I don't know why. I think it's probably for the best. I didn't even go anywhere near the centre of town during the festival this year, which is pretty pathetic, I realise. But when you have two small children, sometimes it's the last thing you want to do. Anyway, this is Fresh, and they're from London, and you can get the album at freshpunks.bandcamp.com. This is Get Bent.
Don't tell me what to like. Don't tell me I've gone too far. I'll take pictures of the sky. I'll fucking listen to MCR.
Oh, I need.
I did give you a warning before this podcast started, didn't I? From the album Split Lip by The Lovin's, that's Don't Hit On Me, and before that I played Fresh and Get Bent. If you take nothing away from tonight's podcast, you should take away the information that those are the two best albums in the last few months, and you should definitely get a hold of them. Go to freshpunks.bandcamp.com for the Fresh one. They're playing in Edinburgh on the 11th of September at Leith Depot, and that's a donation-y, name your pricey type show as well. And also the Love Inns one, go to the loveinns.bandcamp.com. There's a dash between Love and Inns, and Inns is spelled with two N's, and they're from LA. And the album is brilliant, so if you haven't got it, you should definitely get a hold of that. I just remembered, actually, I've got all the music for today's podcast all queued up and ready to go here. I just sort of press the buttons and everything, and what I forgot was... Dr. Nick and I, we use a small old phone, like an old iPhone 3G, for playing White Noise to get Thing 2 to sleep. He does love that. He does tend to go to sleep fairly quickly when we play the White Noise. So it lives under his cot in the room he shares with Edinburgh Man Jr. And in the morning, sometimes we catch Edinburgh Man Jr. He's got up and he's picked up the phone and he started searching for Lego and other such things on it. But the other day, my phone had broken, and if you listened to the previous podcast, it was because I dropped my phone in the toilet. Well, I was using the 3GS phone. I don't know if I said this. I don't think I said this last time. I synced it up with an old iTunes database that I had from ages ago, because I had some mobile apps on there that still worked on it, and I was eventually able to get my email. But what I didn't realise at the time was that it synced across all these voice memos from the phone to the iTunes. And I went through them the other day, and hilariously, dating back the last 6 months or so, there are voice memos of Edinburgh Man Jr. recording all manner of crazy things at like 6 o'clock in the morning into the iPhone, including his rendition of Everything Is Awesome from the Lego Movie. So next week on the podcast, that in 10 years' time, he will listen to podcast number 269 and he will be embarrassed, I'm sure, because I will play I'll play his 5-year-old self singing Everything Is Awesome into the iPhone. So hold, I was going to do that on this week's podcast, but I forgot to get it ready and I can't be bothered doing it just now. So let's not do it. I did give a warning at the start of the podcast, didn't I? This is No Fucks and Fucking Hole.
mistake to make it right. She said it's gonna wait and take it tonight. I'm not gonna wait, go and pick another date to make it right. Honey, I love you.
Disco and Honey, I Love You Now, and they're from Malta, although I have a feeling they're actually previously from Berlin, and I have a feeling as well that they've done some collaboration with Stanley Brinks or Andre Hermandoon. I may be wrong, but that's something in the dim and distant past somewhere in my mind. Get that at barkbarkdisco.bandcamp.com. It's just that single track and it's a name your price, and you can't go far wrong with that because it's wonderful. And before that, from Gijon in Spain, I played No Fucks. And the track was called Fucking Hole. And again, that's a name your price, and you can get it if you go to nofucks.bandcamp.com. I did give a warning at the start of this podcast, didn't I? Next Monday in Edinburgh, I believe it's on Monday, Jeffrey Lewis, who I can't call Jeff Lewis anymore because that's apparently someone from Pop Idol or something, I don't know. Jeffrey Lewis is playing at the Hibs Supporters Club, I think, in Edinburgh. I haven't got my tickets yet. I should really get my finger out. Dr. Nick wanted to go and then realised that it's going to be the night after Twin Peaks has been on. And because they show it at like 3 o'clock in the morning in the UK, we normally watch Twin Peaks on the Monday night. And it's the finale. So there's a real dilemma there. Is that do we have to avoid the internet for a whole day? In fact, 2 days, because I've got the parent-teacher council, that sounds thrilling, meeting at school on the Tuesday night. So I'm going to have to avoid the internet for 2 days. Before we can watch Twin Peaks finale. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm just going to have to bunk off work on Monday and watch it during the day. Anyway, Jeffrey Lewis is playing at the Hibs Supporters Club on Monday. You should go. I will find a link to the gig and I will read out the link so you can go and get tickets and stuff. But I'm going to play something to encourage you to go. This is Time Trades, and it's from a live gig that he did in 2013 at the Music Hall of Williamsburg, a gig that you can get if you go to archive.org and do a search there for Jeff Lewis. Sorry, Jeffrey Lewis.
Time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. Time is gonna take so much away, but there's a way that time can offer you a trade. You gotta do something that you can get nicer at. You gotta do something that you can get wiser at. You'd better do something that you can get better at, 'cause that's the only thing that time will leave you with. 'Cause time is gonna take so much away, but there's a offer you a trick. It might be cabaret, it could be poetry, it might be trying to make a new happy family. It could be violin repair or chemistry, but if it's something that takes lots of time, that's good. Cause time is gonna take so much away. But there's a way that time can offer you a trade, because your looks are gonna leave you, and your city's gonna change too, and your shoes are gonna wear through. But there's a way that time can offer you a trade. You gotta do something that you can get smarter at. You gotta do something you might just be a starter at. You'd better do something that you can get better at. Time is gonna take so much away, but that's the way that time can offer you a trade. And maybe that's why they call a trade, like when they say that you should go and learn a trade. That you do doesn't have to be to learn a trade. Just get something back from time for all it takes away. And it could be many things, it could be anything. It could be expertise in Middle Eastern traveling, something to slowly sew to balance life's unraveling. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price, but you can use the price to buy you something nice. Something you can only buy with lots of time. So when you're old, you blow some whippersnapper's mind. And it might be researching a book that takes you 7 years, a book that helps to make the path we take to freedom clear. And when you're done, you see it started with a good idea. One good idea could cost you thousands of your days, but it's just time that you'd be spending anyway. You have no choice, you have to pay time's price, but you can use the price to buy you something nice. So I've decided recently to try to trade more decently.
Jeffrey Lewis, live at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on live at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on the 8th of February 2013. Go and do a search on archive.org for Jeffrey Lewis, and I'm sure it'll pop up. There's only about 5 gigs of his that are on there. So yeah, you can download the whole thing, and it's great. And he's playing on Monday, which is the 4th of September in Edinburgh. Jeffrey Lewis, he's also playing with it's a solo acoustic gig. He's also playing with the Burning Hell and the Just Jones. Do a search on Eventbrite for that. I'm sure you'll find it. There'll be links as ever to where you can get all the music that's on today's podcast at edinburghman.com. On Zed Tapes from Bratislava, this is... what was that? Was that my phone vibrating? Yeah, maybe I should put that on silent. From the album You Have Nothing to Fear from Your Friends Back Home by the American Poetry Club, this is Underneath the Pillows. At least it will be soon, I hope.
We can just cut this part out, ready?
Yeah. I heard you scream. Everyone you know is starting to settle down. A tainted blood stream. I just want to hear about the life you found. You told me last night your dream. I made you a promise I would. I didn't know it all was love town.
That's the American Poetry Club from St. Louis, Missouri, and the album is called You Have Nothing to Fear from Your Friends Back Home. The track I played was, which track did I play? I played Underneath the Pillows. You can get the album if you go to the American Poetry Club's Bandcamp page, which is discounteddanceparties.bandcamp.com. That's discounteddanceparties.bandcamp.com. But also, if you want it on cassette, you can go to ztapes or ztapes.bandcamp.com and you can get it there for €8 on cassette. And it looks lovely. It says here it's in light blue. You should do that. What am I going to play now? Dude, I'm recording this on a Friday night, and I feel people have been walking past the window looking like they're going out. And I'm sitting here recording the podcast. Dr. Nick is already out, so this is why I can't even go out and buy booze, because I have to stay home and look after kids. Well, they're asleep. I don't have to do much looking after them. In fact, the other week, Dr. Nick had gone out on the Saturday night, and I was like watching some... what was it? It was a movie on Netflix about some sort of comet-based time nonsense. I'm not even going to try and describe it. It was fairly dodgy. But anyway, I went to the cupboard to look to see what alcohol was in the house, and all I found was a half bottle of Cointreau. So I did a search on the internet, and it told me that you could have Cointreau and tonic, and that would make an acceptable drink. So I poured myself a couple of those, and it was all right, actually, but it did kind of feel like the last drink in the house type thing. Anyway, I don't know why I rambled on like that. But I'm going to play a track by Breakmaster Cylinder, because Breakmaster Cylinder is fantastic. This is from the album Songs for Broadcast Part 4, which is from breakmastercylinder.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play... which one am I going to play, actually? I think this is Chamber Pot Revival, but I might be wrong. Breakmaster Cylinder, and I got it right. It was Chamber Pot Revival. It's from the album Songs for Broadcast Part 4, which is a 20-track album, which you can get on digital for breakmastercylinder.bandcamp.com for only £4, which is pretty good value, and it's £15 if you want to get it on. You want to get the whole discography, which you should probably do that. Breakmaster Cylinder, of course, does the theme music for the wonderful podcast Reply All, and if you do listen to the podcast Reply All, which you should do because it's great, far better than this one. Normally, right at the very end of the podcast, after they've done the adverts, there's a little crazy Breakmaster Cylinder sort of audio sketch at the end, which is worthwhile staying around for. And I was listening to that, while not strictly chiptune, I was listening to that thinking, I used to play a lot of chiptune on the podcast, and some people used to get riled up, specifically Stu Lewis, who used to do the podcast The Tidal Wave of Indifference, always used to slag me off, I seem to remember, when I played chiptune. So, what the hell? This is from the album. Well, it's from an album that's put together by Chiptunes Equals Win. The album is called Chiptunes Equals Win Volume 6. This is They Stroke Them and Nouvelle. that's them, sorry, that's They Stroke Them and Nouvelle, and that's from the album Chiptunes Equals Win, Volume 6, which you can go get from chiptuneswin.bandcamp.com. It is, well, the last album I played a track from was like, what, 20 tracks? This one has got 51 tracks on it, and it's a name your price for the digital version. You can also get an 8GB flash drive. Right, I'll tell you what it says here anyway. For a start, the little blurb from Chiptunes Equals Win, who are from Colt, Arkansas. It says, downloading this album will increase the potency of your eargasms 100-fold. So, like, be really careful listening to it while pregnant, not pregnant, wearing kilts made of spun gold, driving a supersonic bullet train, drinking wine with Elon Musk while operating futuristic machinery, and or flying on your dragon pal through space-time, etc. And stuff. So it's free for the, well, it's a name your price. For the digital album, you can also get all the things on an 8GB flash drive. It says the 8GB flash drive contains MP3s of every song ever released by Chiptunes Equals Win. And it says, even if you quit Chiptunes, you'll still have a flash drive to put on all your new banjo-driven prog rock. And that's $15 if you want the 8GB flash drive. And yes, okay, I'm only really playing it because I'm addicted to Sonic, or rather, in half, kind of, on one hand, I'm loving Sonic Mania. And on the other hand, I'm being infuriated by it, but I'm enjoying playing that, so I'm just kind of getting, I just feel like I'm jumping around Emerald Hill Zone or whatever while I'm listening to that. But also, it made me think that I hadn't listened to Enfant Bastard from Edinburgh, or rather, Cammy, what was from Edinburgh? Last thing I heard, that he'd moved to Finland or something. I don't know, he might be back now. I've no idea if anybody knows what Enfant Bastard or Cammy Watt from Enfant Bastard is up to now. I'd be interested to know, but I remember way back at the time, which was, I think, in 2011, when his album Master Dude came out, he foisted a copy on me, if that's the correct term, at a gig, and asked, suggested I should play some on the podcast. It was after I played it on the podcast that he gave me his tiny little mini CD, which said on the back of it something like, don't put this in a Mac or you will fuck it up. And I don't know if I ever did put it in my Mac. I'm sure I followed the instructions, but I somehow managed to rip the CD because I do have the MP3 of it. I'm going to play Master Dude by Enfant Bastard. Hopefully he's still okay with me playing on the podcast. I'm sure he is, but because it is wonderful, and if you haven't heard the album, go to lesenfantbastard.bandcamp.com and get it there. This is Master Dude by Enfant Bastard. We'll be right back. That's Off on Bastard from the album Master Dude. Everything's very echoey. Is it supposed to be like that? Oh, maybe it has been all along. That's Off on Bastard from the album Master Dude. And the track was Master Dude, because that was the one I played. The album actually came out on September the 1st, 2010. I'm recording this on September the 1st, 2017. Remind me to play another track from it in 3 years' time. I should definitely do that. It is wonderful. You can get the whole album on digital format if you go to lesenfantbastard.bandcamp.com. There's 6 tracks there. Although there is, I'm pretty sure there's 7 tracks, I think. There's a bonus track, but you won't get that, I assume, because that's only on the CD. But that one's a belter as well. Not much. Well, because I say there are a few things in the world that make me smile and make my heart sore. But that is definitely one of them. That is so wonderful. I love that track. It's almost as good. No, sorry, that's not that. It's the other way around. Almost as good is the cover version of Withers Hands for the Maudlin, although Song for the Maudlin, he's called it on the album, which is on that same album by Off on Bastard. Worth checking out if you haven't already. Yeah, you should have. It's like 7 years old, so you should have already listened to it loads and loads of times. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to podcast number 268. Will I go and tell you what I played in the podcast? Yeah, well, I played Sister Munch and Diarrhea Body Glitter right at the start. Then I played Fresh and Get Bent. That's from the new album by Fresh, which is also called Fresh, and it's wonderful. Then The Lovin's and Don't Hit On Me. And then No Fucks and Fucking Hole, Bark Bark Disco, Honey, I Love You Now. I played a track by Jeffrey Lewis, who you should go and see on Monday night in Edinburgh. What was that noise? Is that one of those small children up and wandering about, I wonder? Either that or something just fell off his chair. I played Jeffrey Lewis Time Trades. Yeah, go and see him on Monday night in Edinburgh at Hibs Supporters Club. Then I played American Poetry Club and Underneath the Pillows. Then Breakmaster Cylinder and Chamber Pot Revival. And then that got me into the whole chiptune thing, including They, Them and Nouvelle and Enfant Bastard and Master Dude. One more track to go from Northfield, Minnesota. This is Dark Years and I'll Never Know. See you next time. Was I good to you in this life?